days, did you have a different term for them?
Granny.
Midwife, things like
granny, Did you say just granny or granny woman or?
Yeah, they'd call them granny woman.
Uh-huh. And if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back? Suppose somebody from Atlanta came down and put on airs, and what would the country
call
people?
A city dude.
Just a city dude, huh? And suppose somebody would come off the farm and go to the city. What would the city people call him behind his back?
You know that. Country cracker did.
They couldn't really call him from anything, though.
Call him, because I'll answer what it is.
Country cracker.
Country cracker. Did you ever hear, when you were young, the word country hoojer or hoosier?
Yeah. Hoojer.
Hoojer. Uh-huh. And is the word cracker an insult, or if somebody calls you a cracker, would you get mad, or would you just kind of a joke?
Some would.
You know, people in Indiana are called Hoosiers. That's nobody gets mad there when you call them a Hoosier. So I wondered if cracker was kind of an insulting word, or. Or not.
Well, they used to a long time ago to take it that way and make them mad. So if I went to school in Cairo, we lived in the country, and they called us country crackers.
If you call a man in North Georgia a redneck, it doesn't make him happy. But I wasn't sure about the word cracker, whether. How do you. How do you usually refer in the old days to people whose skin is black? You call them, you ever use the word darky in the old days when you were young? Mostly darkies. And you don't use that term anymore so much.
We now most of people just referring. They say white people. We say the colored.
Uh-huh.
Just call them colored. Well, mm-hmm. The colored go into school. That's what we.
Mm-hmm.
In respect.
And. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked a lot and his boy broke it and he had a fit. We say that man sure got awfully what?
Mad.
Uh-huh. And if you've been working hard all day, by nighttime you say, I'm really...
Really tired.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody becomes ill in a hurry, you say, that poor fellow... what sick? In an awful hurry.
Yeah.
If he became ill, you'd say... you say he took sick or he got sick, which used to be used.
To take sick, all right.
And, after a wedding, you wanted to tease and embarrass the bride and the groom. You used to go out and take a cowbell and
serenade
them. Uh-huh. And how'd you used to refer to the man who stood up with the groom?